Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome. You're tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was a sample off the album White Label Euphoria. That track was Universal Soul. Thanks for tuning in. It is Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, where you could always tune in at Starseed Energy Radio to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, October 28th, 2011. Big day today. End of the Mayan calendar, or one of their calendars, I should say. But it is the end of the ninth universal wave, so I thought that that track fit perfectly to the day. Joining us on the show tonight is Susan Carroll. She'll be joining us on the second half of the show from multidimensions.com. So you could check out that site in the meantime. And as always, Starseed Energy Radio is brought to you in part by HelixLA.com, the new interactive Flower of Life board game. That's www.heli, alexileh.com. Alexileh.com is a multifaceted game of discovery based on the ancient geometry known as the Flower of Life. The intention of this game is to create a parameter in which participants communicate their perspectives of topics played, thus creating a deeper understanding of oneself and others. Awesome game. I have played it myself, and I continue to push it out there to everybody to get involved with this game because it is just an amazing game, and there's multiple ways to play it. Also, the last time on the show, I was going to go over the 10 mind-blowing facts which show you how members of Congress and federal employees are living the high life at our expense. I did not get a chance to go over that list. We ran out of time with our last guest, so if I do have time tonight, I will go over the top 10 mind-blowing facts. Any questions during the show, as always, you can call 888-815-9756 if we have time. As always, we will take some callers. And as always, a shout-out to the Star Fam, the Galactic Federation of Light, all my Star Brothers and Sisters, Starship Commanders, Palladians, Doctorians, Andromedans, and all multiple dimension beings of light. And a shout-out to music and Mother Earth, and a shout-out to the Mayans, and end of the ninth universal wave. Going right into it today, we have a ton of updates and a lot of new stories to cover, so I'm going to move pretty quick, about 20 new stories to cover, and we're also going to get a live update on some Earth changes from one of our good friends of the show, Ryan. And Ryan has joined us before. We'll be calling him in a few minutes to get him on the line. Some Earth changes. He is a young guy here from the Asheville area who is a writer, publisher, published several times in some pretty big magazines online. And we always like to get my input because he's a second voice in this. And a lot of the stuff we go over here on the show, not everybody can always handle. And a lot of people look at things differently as it's negative or focusing on the negative. And from what I've learned in this past year and a half now since I've been awakened is that enlightenment is to be aware of everything, including the world around you. So that's why we go over the things we go over here on the show. Jumping right into it, we're going to start off with the Occupy Wall Street protests. Now, this Occupy Wall Street obviously has been going on for over a month now. We've been talking about the show almost weekly, every week. And this Occupy Wall Street has been pretty much censored from the mainstream media. Now, this first update I'm going to go over, this article is titled, U.S. Media's Corporate Ties to Blame for Protest Blackout. On September 17th, a protest movement named Occupy Wall Street broke out in New York, and since then, the movement has spread all over the United States and has reached many other Western countries. The mainstream media of the United States and other Western countries, which always claim they are objective, fair, and well-informed, have all become very low-key and self-controlled when reporting on this piece of news. According to a survey made by the U.S. Pew Research Center in the second week of the movement, reports of the movement accounted for only 1.7% of all reports on the U.S. national level media. 1.7%. So again, the CNNs, BBCs, Fox News, pretty much all the stations, what you see on TV, spins the real news, and that's the stuff we're reporting here in the show. I'm sure you'll hear about Casey Anthony and Michael Jackson and Dancing with the Stars, blah, blah, blah. Of course, the important stories of what's going on, the change that's going on this planet, is far from being reported in the mainstream media. Going into the NYPD police state that is going on, new NYPD, and I just found this fact out for myself, the NYPD has a force of roughly 38,000 police officers. New York City has the largest police department in the country. It is well-armed, and when you see pictures of these guys, you see them in full battle gear with AR-15s. Want to remind you that the cops, still to this day in London, still only carry a nightstick. That's right, the cops in London only carry a nightstick. New York cops defy order to arrest hundreds of Occupy Albany protesters. This went on in Albany, New York, and this is a great story to report on. I'm so happy to read this. And it starts off by saying, Occupy Albany protesters in New York's capital city received an unexpected ally over the week. The state and local authorities According to the Albany Times Union, New York State Troopers and Albany Police did not adhere to a curfew crackdown on protesters urged by Governor Andrew Cuomo and Albany Mayor Gerald Jennings. Awesome. Thanks for looking out, guys. Also this week, we're going to talk about it in a minute, the Oakland and Atlanta protests have been getting kind of crazy. So it's good to see cops that are hearts are open and understand what this movement is about and what is going on. Occupy Orlando. Orlando Police Department arrests peaceful protesters for gathering legally. This has been going on in many cities across the United States. This one talks about, this next article, Oakland in the early morning hours of October 22nd, or this is Orlando, I'm sorry, on the 14th, Orlando police patrol cars and an arrest van pulled up to Senator Beth Johnson's park in downtown Orlando. They did not come to keep the peace or to serve and protect. They came to suppress the free speech and peaceable assembly rights of the Occupy Orlando movement by illegally arresting over 20 people who were peacefully demonstrating by sitting together in a circle and holding hands. Also, what happened this week, a vet that was shot in Oakland, we talked about this, it is just a horrible story. A two-time veteran of Iraq was shot by a beanbag shotgun. Police at 3 a.m., over 500 police departments from 9 organizations basically cleared out a park, roughly 200 protesters shooting tear gas and shooting the sandbags or whatever you want to call them. They shoot out of the shotguns and shot in the head a vet who is now in the hospital. And this could be the first death from a Occupy Wall Street protest. The Marine's vet's name is Scott Olson. He was shot by the Oakland Police Department. And there have been two major confrontations that have occurred between police and protesters, also in Atlanta and, of course, Oakland, both marked by nonviolent restraint on the part of the protesters and, of course, a lack of restraint each time leading to violence by the police, not the protesters. Now, vet Scott Olson is now recovering. So if you could take a moment, send some light, send some love, send a card. He's at the Highland Hospital at 111 East 31st Street. Oakland, California, 94602. Marine, Navy, Army, Air Force veterans, and police vow to protect innocent protesters in response to the police brutality against peaceful American protesters. Military and police groups are forming to protect American citizens. In fact, many in the military support the protests and see this. As of today, Occupy Marines, Occupy Police, Occupy Navy, Occupy Air Force, and Occupy Army have formed to protect the people against police brutality. After Veterans for Peace member Scott Olson, a Marine Corps veteran twice deployed in Iraq, was critically wounded in the Occupy Oakland protests, Occupy Marines tweeted, "When you shoot one Marine, you shoot all of us. Hoorah! Do it peacefully. Occupy, we stand in solidarity." Why is all this important? Why do we go over it every week and why would we continue to go over it? Because we are ruled by corporations and banks and governments and no longer govern for the people. They only govern and live for special interests. Support Occupy Wall Street. Check out OccupyTheNation.com. And a famous quote I love always quoting on the show is, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." Moving on to the Fukushima updates. Now, Fukushima is still going on. There are no immediate updates I saw in the headlines, but of course there are still at least three meltdowns going on and no articles to report on this week, but it is still the largest natural or unnatural nuclear disaster on the planet and is still basically not even talked about anymore on any mainstream news. And it is just crazy what's going on with that. There are already people dying because of Fukushima, and yet no one seems to want to talk about it. And also an update on the war in Libya, and this is something been going on for 6 months now. We've been talking about it for about that time. We all know I reported on last week Gaddafi was shot and killed. Now more of the story comes out, and the headline of this is Hillary Clinton knew of Gaddafi white flag truce. U.S. drone fired at Gaddafi convoy after negotiating truce. That is right. That is correct. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was traveling under a negotiated white flag truce last Thursday in an agreement to leave Libya. Moore claims from sources inside Misrata, Libya, that the Libyan National Transitional Council did in fact agree to allow Gaddafi and his convoy safe passage out of Libya. In addition, rebel sources in Misrata claim U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who was just there right before this happened, was informed of the white flag truce negotiated and agreed to by Libya's NTC while visiting Libya Wednesday, October 19th. Muammar Gaddafi was traveling in a convoy of about 70 vehicles, leaving his tribal town. There was 70 cars waving white flags, sheets, everything. They got about 2 miles out of town, and predator drones attacked. Now, the white flag has gone back to 2,500 AD. It's been in every war, and every nation on the planet knows if you fly a white flag, it is under surrender. So Muammar Gaddafi agreed, or the other parties agreed to allow out of the country a surrender. He left his base, left everything in a 70-car convoy, and of course the powers that be said, we don't want Gaddafi alive for numerous reasons which we reported here in the show, and decided to kill him anyways. The Gaddafi I Knew by Eric Margolis. This article was by a reporter who was with Gaddafi in the final hours. And just going to read you some excerpts here from what he said. Quote, what's going on? What's going on? A wounded, dazed Muammar Gaddafi reported, asked just before he was murdered in Sirte, Libya. The brother leader had once asked me something similar. A year after the U.S. sought to assassinate him by dropping a 2,000-pound bomb in his bedroom in Tripoli's Baba al-Hazara barracks, Gaddafi took me by the hand, guided me out of his trademark Bedouin tent, and walked me around the ruins of his private quarters. He showed me the bed in which his 2-year-old adopted daughter had been killed by the U.S. laser-guided bomb. With a plaintive look, he asked me, why, Mr. Eric? Why are the Western powers trying to kill me? I was stunned. Gaddafi appeared to be sincere. Could he not understand why he had become a hate figure and target number one? A leader Ronald Reagan called the mad dog of the Middle East. Yet Libya's leader kept asking me the same question when we returned to his tent. We talked far into the night about subjects from Palestine to the Italian sailors he loved, right to his ugly death. I believe he never really understood why so many people were trying to kill him. Gaddafi told me that night in Tripoli, that if he were overthrown, the Western powers would quickly grab Libya's oil. His words were prophetic. The uprising that began earlier this year was organized, armed, and supported by French and British intelligence. NATO warplanes and helicopters and special forces did the serious fighting and broke Gaddafi's forces. All the gun-waving rebels were window dressing to cover a Western military intervention that was supposedly for humanitarian purposes. This is by an independent journalist that came out this week, and this is not the only story. I watched a couple YouTube videos and other independent journalists that were out there, and this is what's really going on. The powers that be, the United States in 07, there's even a NATO general that just testified under oath that in 07, the United States said they want to take over within the next 5 years, 7 Middle Eastern states, one of them being Libya. And of course, these protesters that were attacking the government forces were not even protesters. They were special forces behind the line funded and by French and British intelligence. So we've been talking about this. I've been saying it the whole time. Over 50,000 people have been killed. And the Western media outlets totally have spun this where Gaddafi is a brutal regime and breaks down his society and his people and is just this horrible leader. Well, with that being said, if that were true, let's just go over one more time 16 things Libya will never see again that were under Gaddafi. Number one, there's no electricity bill in Libya. Electricity is free for all of its citizens. Number two, there is no interest on loans. Banks in Libya are state-owned and loans given to all its citizens at 0% interest by law. Number three, having a home considered a human right in Libya. Number four, all newlyweds in Libya receive $50,000 by the government to buy their first apartment to help them start up a family. Number five, education and medical treatments are free in Libya. Anywhere. You want to go to Harvard, not only pay for your school, they pay for your room and board. If they can't do an operation in Libya, they'll send you to any hospital in the world to pay for your stuff to get done. Before Gaddafi, only 25% of Libyans were literate. Today, that figure is 83%. Number six, should Libyans want to take up farming career, they would receive farming land, a farming house, equipment, seeds, and livestock to kickstart their farm, all for free. Number seven, if Libyans cannot find the education or medical facilities they need, the government funds them to go abroad, for it is not only paid for, but they get a U.S. $2,300 a month for accommodations and car allowance, which I just said. Number eight, if a Libyan buys a car, the government subsidizes 50% of the price. Number nine, the price of petrol in Libya is 14 cents per liter. Number 10, Libya has no external debt and its reserves amounting to $150 billion, which of course are now frozen globally by us and the powers that be. Number 11, if a Libyan is unable to get employment after graduation, the state would pay the average salary of the profession as if he or she is employed until employment is found. Number 12, a portion of every Libyan oil sale is credited directly to the bank accounts of all Libyan citizens. Let me repeat that one again. A portion of every Libyan oil sale is credited directly to the bank accounts of all Libyan citizens. Yeah, let's see Exxon or Mobil do that for, or the government do that for here. Never happened. 13, a mother who gives birth to a child receives $5,000 US dollars. Number 14, 40 loaves of bread in Libya cost 15 cents. 15, 25% of Libyans have a university degree. And 16, Gaddafi carried out the world's largest irrigation project known as the Great Man-Made River Project to make water readily available throughout the desert country. A total spin on what really happened in Libya. You need to be aware. Silence in the face of deception is consent. Okay? So now that you know this information, you need to get this information out there. As always, I'll have these articles posted up. But again, do your own research, watch the videos, check out the websites, and you can make your own conclusion. Shut off the media outlets here and get to some real news. WhatReallyHappened.com. You could check out WhatDoesItMean.com, Educate-Yourself.org. There's tons of sites you can get to. Now, moving into some Earth changes, which we always go over. Joining us on the line is Ryan. Ryan McDermott, you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Awesome. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. As always, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And let's get into all these Earth changes. It's been relatively quiet this week, but it is the end of the Mayan calendar. Today, the 28th, Comet Elenine is supposedly in a big alignment. And this past week, we have had a movement in Earth changes. Tell us some more.
Tectonically, yeah, there's been an uptick the last week. Seismically speaking, there's been a couple 6.0s. There was one over in the South Pacific near Indonesia. There was also one as recently as this afternoon at 2:54 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time over in Peru. So there's been an uptick, and actually there was a couple smaller ones in between those over in the urban area of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, a 3.4 and a 3.5 back-to-back, and then there were a couple 3.0s in Arkansas. So the fault systems are definitely active, more so than they have been in the last month, and so that we're definitely starting to see an uptick globally. And some scientists have correlated, there's actually a solar connection with all these things. But when you have an uptick in solar activity or coronal mass ejections that are pointed toward the Earth, they have differing polarities or magnetic differences, and so they can influence the Earth tectonically or atmospherically in regards to either weather or Earth changes as a whole.
And we had some of those this Sunday. The sun projected some huge CMFs, and there was an article that I read this week that the Aurora Borealis lights were seen over more than half of the United States.
That is correct. They were seen. The Aurora Borealis were seen as far, or the Aurora Australis, as they're called in the Southern Hemisphere, were seen as far south as Southern Michigan, actually. And some even further south than that. So, yeah, there's definitely been an uptick in the celestial events with the sun and the interactions with the geophysics of the Earth. So we're definitely seeing a preponderance or a mass of things going on in regards to Earth changes.
Yeah, and I also read an article this week that scientists have been warning about the South American volcano activity that's been pretty dormant for a long time. And what's happening down there at this this Bolivia volcano, it's that the scientists have discovered that the ground is rising 6,000 meters in southwest Bolivia. It's blowing up like a big balloon. Its magma chamber grows around 10 times faster than normal. And several U.S. universities have been warning about that. What can you tell us about that?
There's a big magmatic swelling in that area, or magmatic swelling would be just the swelling of magma underneath the crust. And the other things that have been going on is there are new magma fields beneath the ocean just offshore the Pacific Northwest as well. So those are interconnected, actually, with the ones in South America that you just discussed, Jonah. And those just came up in the last, I want to say, month and a half. They had new volcanic fields come offshore of Oregon and Washington State, and also down in the Pisgah National Park into Northern California. They've had venting in and around there. They've had some seismicity, some small earthquakes and earth tremors. And there's been pluming as far south as the coastal areas of San Diego, and they can't really explain that. If you look at mainstream news sources, they say, "Oh, it's interesting. It's nothing. Isn't it curious?" And that's about that. So yeah, there's a slew of those things going on. And actually, the Canary Islands volcanically, they've had a couple 5.0s in the Canary Island region in and around La Palma. And as you know, La Palma, the western flank of that island, if it were to fall off, would be about, what was it, 15 million cubic tons of rock falling into the ocean. And there's been a pretty good-sized fissure there, and a very well-known British geologist has pondered and postulated that eventually it would go and could result in a mega tsunami, possibly within our lifetimes. And there's been specials on History Channel and BBC about that as well.
Absolutely, and also in Northern Cali, there's reports as well. There was a 4.8 to 5.2. There's conflicting reports on that of more tremors going on. And California, I've been warning this for a long time. They are one of the only sides of the Ring of Fire that has not had a major earthquake, and many scientists are warning that they're due.
Yeah, they are definitely due. The last big earthquake was the Oakland earthquake. If you remember, in the 90s. And in the early 90s or late 80s, early 90s, and yeah, that was the last time the big earthquake that they had over there. So they're definitely due for a larger earthquake, but that remains to be seen. There's definitely those signs, as you alluded to, with the increased seismicity in and around the Pisgah National Park area, and fumaroles or plumes that are coming through. So there's definitely evidence of things coming down the pike in regards to some geologic changes.
That's what's up. Things are changing, and thank you so much for coming on the show. And before we go, give the listeners a plug for some of your recent articles, some sites they're posted on.
Oh, certainly. My recent articles were I write for Genesis Communications Network, and the most recent articles I've been doing were one on the Iranian assassination plot, delving into whether or not it was it's just propaganda, war propaganda to do another profiteering war over in the Middle East. And the other two articles preceding that were on Occupy Wall Street and the fervor that it is gaining. So if you'd like to check those out, just hit my name up, Ryan Matthew Dernick, GCN Live on Google.
Awesome. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll have you back on the show very soon.
Anytime,
have a good night.
Jonah.
Awesome. And going into the other news, we're cutting short on time, and I literally have about 15 articles to go over. These are some really important ones, so I'm going to try to blaze through this as quickly as possible. The first article is Growing Trend, Thieves Raid Vegetable Garden in Indianapolis, New York, and Chicago. As the economy soars, food prices continue to rise, and more people find themselves out of work, it is becoming increasingly difficult to put food on the table. This is evidenced by the record numbers of Americans on food stamps with supplemental nutritional assistance program participation rates quickly approaching 50 million people. Next, FEMA communication takeover test scheduled for November 9th. Another scheduled national takeover. FEMA and the FTC and Homeland Security plan to enter the airwaves next month, or actually within 2 weeks. The Emergency Alert System, EAS, will be tested at 1 p.m. Eastern on November 9th. EAS alerts are transmitted over radio and television broadcast stations, cable television, and other media services. I actually even have a friend that is flying in from Florida on November 9th. At 2:45 p.m., and that's when they're doing the test. So they better not mess around. I got a friend coming up. Moving on, TSA takeover of America. Everyone thinks TSA is just in the airports, and they think they're bad at the airports. Well, army of TSA agents conduct random searches throughout Tennessee. A full-scale Department of Homeland Security takeover of the American shifted into high gear Tuesday with an army of TSA agents conducting illegal Fourth Amendment killing random searches throughout Tennessee. The visible intermodal prevention response Viper program was put into motion at two public bus stations as well as five way stations throughout the state. The program is billed as a must-have anti-terrorism measure, when in reality, no terrorists have ever been arrested by the TSA, and all the supposed terrorists who have been arrested in America since 9/11 have literally been run by the FBI. Also, an article by the FBI, this one titled, Build a New Internet as the One We Have is Broken, says the FBI. And we'll just route all that traffic through our central control system to make sure those bad websites never get seen. I'm sure they will. So the FBI is saying that the internet is broken and they want to build a new one. Good luck with that. Study shows that one super corporation pulls the strings of global economy. The University of Zurich study proves that a small group of companies, mainly banks, wields huge power over the global economy. The study is the first look at 43,000 transitional corporations and a web of ownership between them, and created a map of 1,318 companies at the heart of the global economy. The study found that 147 companies formed a super entity within this, controlling 40% of its wealth. All own part or all of one another. Most are banks. The top 20 includes Barclays and Goldman Sachs. But the close connections mean that the network could be vulnerable to collapse. That's right. Also, the Vatican calls for global economic governance. The Pope is like, we need global governance. We need a one law, one rule. This is what he's saying. The Vatican called for the creation of a global public authority, along with a central world bank, to manage the economic crisis and prevent such a thing from happening again. The world has not seen the economic collapse yet, Mr. Pope, and the Vatican, the Pope, the elites are all tied in together, so of course the Pope is now singing a tune. This is a perfect opportunity to create global public authority. One law, one rule. This is what the global elites, and they're setting the stage. NASA's sting targets grandma for moon rock smaller than a grain of rice. This is just ridiculous, but had to talk about it because it just goes to show you how much of a police state this is. NASA, run by the government. A 74-year-old grandmother who was the target of a NASA sting operation to uncover a piece of lunar dust said the incident was so frightening that she lost control of her bladder and was left with bruises from rough handling by federal agents. In an Associated Press exclusive, Joanna Davis said the moon rock, which the wire says is smaller than a grain of rice, was given to her husband by Neil Armstrong in the 1970s, and she was trying to sell the item to take care of her sick son. You gotta be kidding me. This is going on all over, and it's been going on all over the country for over a year now, since I've been doing my show, Police Brutality, and it's getting worse. Feds ordered YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism. Another article proving what our government is really up to. The number of takedown orders received by Google from authorities based on the United States rose dramatically over the past year, with demands to remove information, including videos containing, quote-unquote, government criticism, increased by 70%. The YouTube in the U.S. received 757 takedown requests across its sites and services, up to 70% from the second half of the last year, reports technology websites v3.co.uk reported. U.S. authorities also called for the removal of 113 videos from YouTube, including several documenting alleged police brutality, which Google refused to take down. Awesome. Thank you, Google. New York couple tries to trademark Occupy Wall Street. I knew this was going to happen. I'm not making this up. A couple in New York said, 44-year-old Robert Mercosa of West Islip, New York said, I'm no marketing genius, but when you got something that's across 50 states, it's a brand now. Of course, someone along the line would want to brand Occupy Wall Street. Going into some more chemicals that are killing off our population and newborn babies, persistent organic pollutants could lead to birth defects in half of all newborn babies. Scientists have found that the presence of chemicals known as persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, could soon lead to half of all newborn babies being born with at least one birth defect. POPs include different pesticides, industrial chemicals, and compounds released from burning fossil fuels. Let me just stop right there. That is why we need to get off of oil and start implementing the real technologies, the free energy, the water-run cars, the water-run generators. That technology is here. Tesla was into it. Tons of people have been into it. It needs to be implemented now. A new study links these chemicals to neural tubal defects, the first of its kind to examine the effects of such environmental factors on the fetal development. And one last article before we break and talk to Susan. Bank overdraft fees, the dough keeps rolling in. And this is the reason why I closed two of my accounts, these overdraft fees where they don't even show you how much money you have and then you spend it. And then they say, oh, no, well, you didn't have the money and they charge you $30 or $60 overdraft fees. The bottom line, despite last year's rule change on overdraft protection fees, the programs are expected to bring in $16 billion with a B. Billion dollars this year for banks. And that wraps it up. Here's another track from Futures. Welcome back. That was another track off the album White Label Euphoria. That song was Futures. And now joining us on the show is Sue Carroll from multidimensions.com. Sue, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. So first, I just wanted to read an excerpt from your website because it's an amazing paragraph, and I just want to read it to the listeners. It goes, this is from your website, multidimensions.com. As your state of consciousness expands, you will begin to activate your psychic powers and initiate the integration of your higher self. Your expanded consciousness will also allow you to remember the many reincarnations in which you have prepared for this possible reality of personal and planetary ascension. As quantum physics meets metaphysics, spirit merges into matter, and we shall return to the gods and goddesses that is our birthright. In this, the beginning of the long-awaited Aquarian Age, we shall work as one person and planet to usher in the new earth of unity, peace, and enlightenment. And that sums it all up, and I had to read that because it is amazing. And to a lot of listeners and to a lot of people, that may be a little confusing. So can you go a little bit more into the ascension process and what is going on with the planet?
Well, ascension is basically the same as transmutation, and transmutation is different from transformation. Transformation, something just changes. Transmutation, something goes into a higher frequency expression of what it already is. That is really what ascension is, that we are basically beautiful multidimensional beings that resonate to many different higher frequencies, and a lot of our inner guides that we talk to are actually higher expressions of our own self, our own multidimensional self. And when we ascend, what we are doing is that we are raising our consciousness back into this higher frequency expression of ourselves. And that's the same thing that is happening with the planet, in that it is having a frequency jump into a higher dimension of reality.
Now, I know with the planet, as far as I understand, that this is the first time in this universe that this type of transformation is happening with the planet. Is it also the first time for us to experience this ascension process?
Many of us have had personal ascensions in other lives on Earth and in other realities, because remember, we have realities on the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, you know, on many different dimensions, because we are much more broad than we think we are. And basically, the way to look into that is that the third dimension is like a video game, and we log in to this video game. But we logged into the video game, and we thought the video game was real, and we were only the person that we were in the video game. And now we are beginning to realize that there's this whole other part of us which is still there and has always been there, but we forgot about that part of ourselves.
And that's part of, from what I understand, is reincarnating on this earth plane, this 3D, is they do, of course, wipe our memories so we could live our lives here to our fullest extent without sort of remembering those things and just having a full 3D experience. Is that correct?
Right, and also it has, again, to do with frequency, because when we're walking around in our third-dimensional earth vessels, we are using about 3% of our DNA. We are not using that, 98% of our what they call junk DNA, because I'm not quite sure what it does, but more and more people are discovering, and the Russians have done a lot of research on it. And we're only using, like, maybe 5% of our brain power. And DNA, the Russians have discovered this, especially this 97%. DNA is light receptive, and light is what turns it on. And our DNA actually has are like little wormholes, little vortexes. But the 3% that is our physical body is only activated by the low frequency of physical light. But now that we are coming into this area of space in front of the galactic center, where the energies are much higher frequency, and we are getting gamma rays and all different kinds of frequency of rays that we haven't been exposed to since 26,000 years ago. And these higher frequencies are activating this other DNA, which is allowing us to transmute into a higher frequency and activating our new bodies.
And this is a question I like to ask a lot of the people I have on the show, the guests that I have, is will everyone ascend and go to New Earth?
Well, ascension is a choice. And I think that When I first heard about this, they talked a while about everybody ascending, and now what I'm hearing people say is that ascension is a choice. And the reality is that there are a lot of people who are living lives just beyond the level of survival, or maybe they had really terrible lifetimes, but whatever, the thought and the choice of ascension isn't even going to come into their spectrum of reality. They don't even know about it. And so as we go into the fifth dimension, there's like a flashpoint, which is like a fourth dimension, like our dream body. And we all dream. We all have experiences in that reality. In this other reality, it won't have as much of the darkness that we have had in this the last 2,000 years of the Kali Yuga. And so it will be a better reality than the one we have, in that there won't be the degree of challenge. There won't be the starvation and the, you know, abuse from childhood and all those types of things that people have to deal with now. So they will have a little bit of the illusion of time to also make their choice. And there are many of us that are able to make that choice. We have been blessed enough that our lives have allowed us enough freedom to be able to expand our consciousness and to do the reading and to embrace this beautiful moment. So we are kind of like the openers, and we're going in and we're opening up this new world, and we're formatting it for us, for our, all the others. And I... world and assist these people and, you know, help them to awaken, just like somebody helped us.
Absolutely. I see... And I ask this question a lot because we know how the elites and the world is now. It is, if you really look at all aspects, a very dark place with the fluoridation in the water supplies, the GMOs in the food, mm-hmm. the chemtrails they're spraying. I mean, all this plays into effect and really dumbs people down. And coming mm-hmm. from someone like myself, I've always been aware and sort of awakened to a different way, not really getting it till about a year and a half ago. But I look at all these other people that are fluorinated to calcify the pineal gland and you know, always wonder, will they have a chance and a choice too? Because, you know, they're being chemically intoxicated not to have that choice. And that's why I've always said that, you know, to make this shift, to make this change, that the current system we have has to change totally, every aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And that's going to take something profound.
Yes.
What do you think about the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
What I was going to say is that ascension is a process. And we have been going through our process for a long time, but there's many people that haven't even begun the process because they're just barely able to just put one foot in front of the other. You know, they're trying to get food. They're trying to survive.
Yeah.
So those people will get a chance as well. This is my opinion and what I've gotten from their attorneys as well.
Got you. And what's your take on what's going on with the Occupy Wall Street protests that have spread all over the world to over 1,000 cities now? I mean, I think that's part of this conscious shift. What do you think about it?
Absolutely. I really see that... the light is expanding, and people are expanding their consciousness, and they, you know, this other DNA is getting activated, and people are awakening. And one of the first things that happen as we awaken to our higher consciousness, especially our fifth-dimensional consciousness, is that we begin to have feelings of love, and we begin to feel united with all life. And that love begins with love for ourselves. And so, whereas before, people would be so downtrodden, oh, I lost my job, or oh, I can't get work, that they would just feel bad and would lay around or maybe become addicts. Now they love themselves too much, and they're looking around and saying, wait, I don't deserve this. I'm a good person. I love me. This isn't fair. And because of this unity consciousness that's spreading, which is also a fifth-dimensional trait, they're beginning to talk to each other, and it's actually happening. This, when I said ascension is a process, this is one of the first processes. Because the most beautiful part is that the people that are the occupiers, they are very nonviolent. They're being loving. And you know, and sometimes that's difficult because they have experienced a lot of violence against them in different places. And they stay with it. And they are peacefully and lovingly uniting and saying, we deserve a better world and we will make sure that it happens.
That's right. And, it's an amazing thing that's happening. And as soon as it happened, that was the initial instinct that I got, was that this is definitely absolutely part of the change, and it's continuing to grow. So we support that here in the show. And before we go, because we have to wrap up, do you have anything else to say to the listeners or give out your website?
Well, my website is multidimensions.com, multidimensions, and I have YouTubes and free book downloads and blogs and all those types of things, and you can see
And you also have a podcast.
Yes, and I have podcasts. Yes, I have podcasts. So you can see all that on the front page. I think the main thing that I say is that to spread the word. Spread the love and spread the word and make ascension normal.
That's it. Spread light, love, and the truth. And
right.
Thank you again for so much on coming on the show, and we hope to have you back sometime in the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And with that, we'll hear another track from White Label Euphoria.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That track again from the album White Label Euphoria. That track was the theme from Super Kenya. Again, thank you, Carol, Sue Carol, for coming on the show. And that was an awesome interview. Always shedding light on ascension is always a plus for me because it is a very confusing topic, but she laid it out very simply. It was awesome. So thank you again. And coming on the show next week, we have David Beeler. He is the inventor of the Flower of Life board game, the sponsor of Starseed Energy Radio. And the week after that, we have the 11-11-11. We have a very special show with Simeon Chiron Nartanum. And he's been on the show twice before. He's an awesome, a good friend of mine, my star bro. And he's going to do a special 11-11-11 global oneness meditation. We're not going to do any news or anything like that. We're going to have Simeon come on so we could all be in our breathing and meditation by 11:11 p.m. It's going to be an awesome, awesome show. So if you haven't listened to the show before, if you're ready to receive these energies and transmission, 11:11:11, join us for the Global Oneness Meditation. The week after that, I have Pope McElvey joining me on the show from harmonyforhumanity.org. That'll be the 18th, and that's going to be an awesome show as well. There are two gentlemen who's going to be his partner coming on as well, talking about some future projects we'll be doing here in the Asheville area. Again, Star Family, the time is now, so start talking to people, spreading truth. One by one, we will awaken each other. And, of course, do not forget that the board game, the Interactive Flower of Life board game, the event will be on next week, and check out HelixLA.com. That's HelixILEH. And HelixLA is a multifaceted game of discovery based on the ancient geometry known as the Flower of Life. The intention of this game is to create a parameter in which participants communicate their perspective of topics played, thus creating a deeper understanding of oneself and others. An awesome game, and send it out to everyone. Check out the website. Order the game. It's very reasonably priced, and we continue to support that as well as play it because we love it. With that, enjoy another track, and we'll see you next week, Star Fam.